In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Question 305. How many sacraments are there? There are seven sacraments: baptism, confirmation, Holy Eucharist, penance, anointing of the sick, holy orders, and matrimony. Question 306. From whom did the sacraments receive their power to give grace? The sacraments receive their power to give grace from God through the merits of Jesus Christ. Merit is a right to a reward, the reward to which Christ had a right as a result of his passion and death was that we should receive grace. He won it for us. I love that phrase, he won it for us. What a price. Question 307. Do the sacraments give sanctifying grace? The sacraments do give sanctifying grace. A sacrament is a channel of grace. Since grace is divine life in our souls, we can better understand the sacraments by comparing them with the functions of human life. So we're on page 146 here, and you have a kind of a chart there. In individual life, first of all, it begins with birth, and you have a little baby there. And with baptism, birth in the life of grace. Then grows to strong adulthood, and you have a curious phrase, looks like a strong man from the olden times, sort of a leopard skin or something on him. And confirmation gives us the power to become adults in the life of grace. That word strength there, the very word firm, firma in Latin, does mean strength, so confirmation with strength, literally. We need the nourishment of food, and you have the cornucopia there. Of course, that's a kind of a strange thing to put in there, because the cornucopia was what Kronos in Greek mythology fed Zeus, the chief of all the gods, and that's a whole nother story. But unfortunately, anytime Zeus put his mouth to it, he got whatever he wanted and as much as he wanted, which is why he's such a selfish jerk in Greek mythology. It was the problem of his father. But anyway, we do need the nourishment of food. It looks like there's some good wholesome food there, fish, bread, fruit. But the Holy Eucharist is the flesh and blood of Christ as the food and drink of our soul, not a material food, but a spiritual food. Then when we are sick or wounded, we are healed by medicine, or the practice of medicine. And the sacrament of penance is the medicine for the soul to heal sins. And we are restored to full health by convalescence. And just so, if the body is dying, extreme unction gives the power for the full restoration of the health of the soul lost by sin. There is an ancillary benefit to extreme unction too, of course. It really does help the body to recover, if that's the will of God, and if that's what the soul most needs to go to heaven. It's not always what the soul most needs. And secondly, here we're on page 147, we're talking about the life of the church. First of all, we have individual life, and then in the life of the church, Holy Orders provides new priests to teach, rule, and sanctify the mystical body, and matrimony provides new members for the mystical body. Now, we can say, of course, these two sacraments do benefit the individuals, but primarily they are ordered to others. So the priest receives holy orders not just for himself, but first of all, for others, that he may teach others, that he may govern others, and that he may sanctify others. And matrimony, yes, there's a benefit to the couple, to be sure, but it is primarily for the children, for their sake, that the grace exists. Question 308. Does each of the sacraments also give special grace? Each of the sacraments also gives a special grace called sacramental grace, which helps one to carry out the particular purpose of that sacrament. So, the sacramental grace of baptism helps us to live as children of God. and makes it easier for us to believe in God and to act accordingly, and lessens our inclinations to evil. Sacramental grace of confirmation gives us strength to profess our faith even under difficulties and persecutions, and to give good example to others. The sacramental grace of the Holy Eucharist nourishes our love of God and one another and helps to overcome our natural self-love or selfishness. The sacramental grace of penance helps to cure the deeper inclinations to evil that actual sins have put in our soul, and makes it easier for us to keep out of sin in the future. The sacramental grace of anointing of the sick, or extreme unction, helps us to accept sickness as a purifying cross sent by God, and even to accept death willingly from his hands whenever he chooses to send it. And keep in mind, too, the purpose, the reason that God allows sickness or even death is for salvation. The sacramental grace of holy orders helps a priest to fulfill his sacred duties and to be a good priest. And the sacramental grace of matrimony helps married people to bear with one another's defects and to fulfill the duties of their state, chiefly bringing children into the world and rearing them for God. So, in each of these, we have a rundown of what each sacrament does. And again, notice in the section about holy orders, it says that a sacrament helps the priest in his sacred duties. So, the things that a priest is called to do might be very difficult. And it often they are. But there is a grace for him from it to enable him to do these duties. And what he must try to do is cooperate with that grace and not get in the way of the grace with sin. With parents, too, there's difficult things in order to be a parent, hard things to do. But there's grace there to help us in that, and to do those difficult things under even the worst of circumstances.